Now just relax as you keep your eyes closed. And what I want you to do is to allow your unconscious mind to go all the way back and select the first instance in your life where you actually felt this feeling. And it's probably going to be somewhere in your childhood, maybe you're 5, 4, 3, somewhere around there, but the very first time you actually felt this feeling. Now it's important to let your unconscious mind select the right time and the right place. So don't try thinking about it too much. It's not going to get you anywhere. If you know the techniques of self-hypnosis, that's going to help a lot. But you don't really need to know formal hypnosis to do this. Just allow yourself, as you breathe, just give one clear instruction to your unconscious mind to follow that feeling all the way back to the very first time. And just notice your first image, your first impression of when that was is going to be the correct one. So just go ahead and do that now for the next few seconds. Now, once you have that image, that picture of what happened when, the very first time, even if it's kind of blurry, we're going to practice some visualizing here now. That's going to help you a lot with doing this exercise. Go ahead and visualize the scenario, the setting for when this actually happened. And I want you to make all the colors more vivid. Make each and every color more vivid so you can actually notice more in detail what's going on around you. You don't really even need to figure out how old you are or exactly what's going on. Just take each and every element that you can remember of this experience and make it more vivid. And now for a moment, just for a few seconds, I'm going to ask you to increase this feeling, even though it may be an unpleasant feeling. Maybe make it twice as strong. And I want you to go ahead and put yourself inside that child's head. So however old you are, 2, 3, 4 years old, just put yourself inside this child's head. And once you're in his head and his body, I want you to begin now to relax the feeling completely, like you did before. Just relax it completely. Just let go of the feeling, relax it. Allow the picture to become dark and black. Make it disappear from your mind and stop all internal dialogue. Don't speak to yourself at all. Make no judgments about the experience. If anything, just repeat to yourself on the inside of your mind, it's all an illusion. It's not real. Just let it go. So go ahead and do that with your three emotions once again. Take 5, 10, 15 minutes to do it, maybe more if you need to. And once you're done, only once you've done, you've completed this exercise, you can come back and listen to the CD some more. In Huna, forgiveness is a big thing. Without forgiveness and the ability to forgive, you can't really progress much in Huna. But what do we mean by forgiveness? Well, forgiveness is another way of saying relaxing an emotion. Also relaxing an idea, but we're sticking to emotions for now. Relaxing an emotion to the point where it has no charge whatsoever. To the point where you can think about the circumstances surrounding that emotion and you don't really feel an emotional charge that's affecting you negatively. And remember to keep doing this for 21 days. Now I'm going to add something to this exercise. I'm going to give you another piece of homework. I want you to think about each and every one of these emotions, these negative emotions, and I want you to think and really analyze what it is that you believe about each and every one of these circumstances. Say one of the emotions is anger because something happened once, someone did something to you. I want you to go ahead and find out what you believe about that particular incident. For example, you may believe that someone, X or Y, did something bad to you. That's something you believe. Now, this is a belief that has an emotional charge attached to it, and that can be a problem. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go ahead and write down three beliefs about each and every one of these three emotions. So go ahead and take however long you need to do this, write it down, and once you're done, come back to the CD. And now take these beliefs, just pick three of them that have to do with one particular emotion, just select one of those three. The one you believe the most, the one that's most true in your mind. And I want you to go ahead and think of that belief. To think of that belief, and this is what I want you to do. I want you to go ahead and feel where you feel that belief. Now, this requires a more subtle sense of awareness. To feel a belief in your body, it's a little bit more subtle than to feel an emotion in your body. But believe me, you can actually do it, and it becomes easier with each and every time you try doing it. So go ahead and practice this. Find out where you feel that belief in your body. Now go ahead and do the same for the other beliefs you just wrote down. And once you're done, come back and listen to the CD. Now I want you to notice which of those beliefs, of all the, it should be 9 beliefs by now, 3 for each one of the 3 emotions, which belief you feel the strongest in your body. If you're not sure, then which belief you think you feel strongest in your body. Now I want you to go ahead and once you pinpoint that feeling in your body, make it stronger, make it at least twice as strong, if not 4 times as strong. And I want you to go ahead and stop thinking, stop all internal dialogue, stop making any pictures inside your mind, and just feel that belief in your body. And I want you to go ahead and relax it completely. In the same way that you relax the emotion, go ahead and relax the belief. Because now you're working at the mental level of your unconscious mind. And relax it all the way to 0. And do the same thing with the other beliefs. And you're also going to be practicing this once a day for 21 days. And after you've done this for 21 days, you're going to do it even more strongly. Because at the 22nd day from then on, for 21 more days, what I want you to do is do the same thing with your emotions and your beliefs about those emotions. And I want you to go ahead and relax them. However, this time, you will not consciously think of relaxing them. You will let your conscious mind just go to sleep and allow your unconscious mind to automatically relax them for you. What you're going to be feeling when your unconscious mind relaxes them, and your unconscious has been learning how to do this for 21 days already. What you're going to be feeling is you're going to be feeling your energy go down through your body, all the way down to below your feet. So if you need to focus on anything in your body, I want you to focus on the feeling of energy going all the way down to below your feet. Because as your energy goes down all the way down to below your feet, your unconscious mind is going to be using that energy to relax your emotions and relax your beliefs. Now, the more energy you have in your body or going through you, the easier this becomes. So it's very important for you to listen to the energy CD. Once you listen to the energy CD, you can come back to this one and try this exercise again. Letting your unconscious mind for 21 days, relaxing each emotion and each belief. Not only that, but your unconscious mind can deal with all your emotions and all your beliefs at the same time. It may take it a little bit longer to work with all of them, as opposed to one or two of them, but since you probably have a lot of them in there, it's worth the time. Let your unconscious mind, which works much faster, much more thoroughly than your conscious mind, relax to 0. All these negative emotions and all these negative beliefs. And if you need to practice relaxation, because you know you're one of those people who has a hard time relaxing, especially your emotions and your mind, then practice first with your body. Find a spot in your body that you feel is tense, and then go ahead and relax it. And relax it all the way till it's not tense anymore. And if you really have a hard time doing that, relaxing your body, then go ahead and get a massage. Go to a professional, get a massage, and notice what it's like to feel your body relaxing. And then when you come home, do the same thing, but relaxing from within. Pick a muscle that's tense and relax it from within. And once you get the hang of relaxing your muscle, then you can go ahead and relax an emotion. And once you get the hang of relaxing an emotion, go ahead and relax your beliefs. Make sure you really get the hang of this, because once you're practiced in relaxing your body, relaxing your emotions, relaxing your mind, we're going to go into having you begin to relax all the blockages that you will find at the psychic level of your unconscious. If you ever want to be able to produce psychic phenomena, like be able to perceive other people's thoughts, transmit your own thoughts, and so on, you will have to learn how to relax the psychic level of your unconscious mind. Let's talk a little bit now about energy, because Huna is in a way all about accumulating energy, and in Huna we call energy mana, but there are many names for this energy, subtle energy. Chinese can call it chi, Japanese sometimes call it ki, in fact in Hawaiian it's often called ki. So we'll just call it energy, this bioenergy.